lot of folks were looking at having to get insurance and therefore having to pay these premiums when, as we speak, they're eligible for VA health care.
Tom Zeman is a care coordinator with the VA. That means he works with all kinds of doctors to help make sure a veteran is getting the right treatment. And Zeman is worried there are hundreds of vets in the Valley who could get care but don't know they can sign up with the VA. In the past, a veteran had to meet a few qualifications for getting care. They had to make below a certain income, or they had to have something called a service-connected disability. Thing is, the VA now knows there's a lot more health problems that qualify as a disability. For Vietnam vets, that's because of a powerful chemical weapon U.S. troops used, called Agent Orange. For example,
type 2 diabetes. So if a Vietnam veteran has that, they should be not only coming in for health care with us, but also applying for and potentially receiving disability payments based on that. Or something like prostate cancer in men. Definitely something that now we know is linked to Agent Orange.
So the list of ailments that qualify is longer for Vietnam veterans, and there isn't a requirement about income anymore. For Vietnam vets who served between 1962 and 1975, qualifying for VA health care comes down to this. Again, Tom Zeman.
If they were what we call boots on the ground, they were actually in country. That's their ticket into VA healthcare right now.
Greg Tanazi is a stone sculptor in marble. He served in the Vietnam War, but didn't qualify for health care until recently. He heard about it from family and signed up with the VA. Tanazi says he's lucky not to have flashbacks or PTSD. So when he went down to the VA,
they were more worried about Agent Orange exposure and things like that. So far, I'm doing pretty good.
Tanazi says it's worth it to make the trip to Glenwood Springs.
My health has really improved. They did some screen tests on me and hearing tests, got me on the right vitamins, and even had a dietitian calling me once in a while.
Part of the reason for expanding the requirements is that the VA wants to better track veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange, no matter how small the dose might have been. VA doctors want to know more about conditions or diseases connected with Agent Orange and make sure vets with those problems are getting care. Same goes for Operation Desert Storm veterans. That conflict is also known as the Gulf or Persian Gulf War. Again, care coordinator Tom Zeman.
Part of the rationale for that is this whole issue of what we now refer to as the Gulf War Syndrome or Unexplained Illness Syndrome. Kind of a broad brush of different symptoms, mostly gastrointestinal, neuromuscular types of things, skin rashes. There's something going on there, and here we're 20 years out, but there's still a lot of unknowns about what exactly is causing these cluster of symptoms that seem to be prevalent in this cadre of veterans.
Veterans Affairs wants to bring in as many Gulf War veterans into the system as possible to get a better sense for what's going on and how to better treat it. Now, the VA clinic in Glenwood Springs does something called telehealth. Janelle Hildebrand is a registered nurse there.
I call it an arm's reach from the VA. When the vets come here, when they're assigned to the clinic, they see their provider via Skype. It's accessing pre-op anesthesia visits, podiatry, cardiology.
With specialists and primary care doctors ranging from Denver to Salt Lake, Hildebrand and Zeman agree there are hundreds of veterans in Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties who qualify for care but haven't come in, which could mean far lower copays or sometimes even free care. Tom Zeman is hoping that if enough veterans sign up for care in Glenwood Springs,
this clinic could expand into a regular clinic where there would be doctors and nurse practitioners and mental health providers right here.
But there's no guarantee, especially since it would literally take an act of Congress. But Zeman says it's worth a shot, especially with so many younger, more recent vets struggling with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and transitioning back into civilian life. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.